Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Holly. I'm back at it for another podcast. It is the Holly Show STL. Tell a friend about me. Thank you to all who is tuning in. I am so happy for the support, and I appreciate your listen. Today, it is the day after Valentine's. Finally, we can get back to normal. People was kind of, wilding out this week. I don't know what it was, but whether or not you had a Valentine, I hope that your day was full of love with who you spread love with on any other day. I want to say now this is the time. All those important holidays have finally passed. You no longer have to get into anything with thinking, oh, I got to get this person something. I got to get this person a gift. Now it is your fresh start. So now as we get back into wanting to date, you can shoot your shot at least coming up, I want to say, starting by Sunday. At least let today get through because this is known as the side chick day or the side fellow day. So at least let today move on and then get ready to go ahead and start shooting your shot because I seen a lot of people on the timeline that was like, I'm ready for love or I want somebody or, you know, can I get this? And people were saying some vulgar stuff too. I was like, okay. So at least the world knows it. So, hey, it's time to start shooting your shots. If you're a male or female, this is it's not even sexist. Mm-mm. Anybody can do it. Anybody can shoot their shot. Unless you're trying to, have that hot girl summer or that single summer fellas with, starting it all over again. So with that being said, start shooting your shot. Don't be afraid to do it. I want to say, speaking on the female's perspective, I really can't speak on a male's end, but when I am being approached, I'm going to tell you some things that I actually really dislike. I want to start off when, the inbox gives people the freedom to contact anybody. Sometimes I feel like the inbox has more freedom than a person. You can actually be out in the street and they walk up to you and say something to you. When you can inbox anybody, it's just like you never know who's going to come in. But for me, I want to say the thing that I hate the most when a guy is trying to talk to me is when he hit me up with a WYD. And if some of you don't know what that is the what you doing little quote. And I get so sick of somebody almost every day in my inbox like, what you doing? And I sit there sometimes and I think to myself, I might be at work during this time and the last thing I want is some random fella coming in my inbox saying, what you doing? First of all, sir, I'm at work. Minding my business, working, mad that I have to be at work sometimes, because I don't want to be a worker, So the last thing I want to see pop up in my notifications is a random man coming in my inbox talking about some WYD. When you send us that, fellas, please tell me, what is the purpose of that? Like, I'd be wondering, like, when you ask me what you're doing and then I tell you what I'm doing. Say, for instance, I reply, what plans do you have for me after that to respond back? Like, what are you planning to do after I tell you what I'm doing? So are you planning to ask me out on a date? Are you asking to get my number? Like, are you asking to start paying some bills? Are you, because me, when I said I wanted a date, everybody know I'm dating to split the bills. And when I say split the bills, he pay all the bills. So what are you asking me? What am I doing for? What is your purpose behind that? And what really grinds my gears is when you continue to ask me the same thing every time you hop in my inbox. I have had men, the same men, come in and ask me the same thing, and I read the message, and I hope that they see that it's red so that they can kind of get the message, but they never get the message. They will continue to come back and ask. So, fellas, if you are one of those guys that sends the what you're doing without the purpose or anything in behind it, please stop. That really irritates women. I don't know. I'm pretty sure some other women that be like, what is happening? What is boy doing? Like, what is he doing? Like, what are you here for? Why are you disrupting my peace? And the last thing we want is somebody in our inbox asking us questions that we not even interested in. So I want to speak on that. Like, ladies, you can feel free to chime in, send in your messages as well. Download the Anchor app and send in how you feel about some things, too. Another thing I hate, I had two phones, two numbers. In my old phone, I had to get a new number and a new phone because I got tired of the text. Like, I feel like my old phone has so much in it. Like, it has so many numbers, so many people that I really didn't really communicate on a daily that I needed to probably communicate on a daily. So I was blessed to get a second line. And I want to say, first of all, it's so much peaceful when everybody and their mama don't have your number. Like, in my time now, I need all the peace that I can get. I don't want too much going on. So I had a second phone. And in that second phone, I would get good morning texts. Now, I'm going to talk about this. I'm not going to say I'm against good morning texts, but good morning texts from somebody that you're not really into like that. Like, they just randomly text you like, good morning, beautiful, or good morning, queen, and good morning, and good morning. And my thing is, if I never responded to the good morning, 9 times out of 10, I probably didn't have your number saved, and I probably don't want you really talking to me. And I'm probably wondering, what night was I at the Mexican restaurant that I gave out my number? Because I don't even know who's sending these good mornings. Now, I will say I love to get a good morning text from somebody that I want it to come from. I want to say good morning back to. But when you just overexert the good morning this, good morning that, and then when they say good morning, then they hit you with the what you doing, and then you tell them, and then it's just like bland text messages after that. Like, I'm old school. First of all, I don't really like all that texting anyway. I'd rather you pick up the phone and call me and talk to me. Call me and say good morning. That's sweeter. You sending me good morning every day. Good morning, queen. Good morning. Like, I don't want it. Me personally, no, save it. I don't want it. You know? So I think with me, in the space that I am, getting a new number, now I don't have to see those old good mornings and people randomly sending me messages, because I really didn't like that either. And when I say that, of course, you're probably saying, well, Holly, how they get your number? I'm going to tell you exactly how they get my number. Back when I probably was having a good time drinking margaritas and somebody walk up and be like, what's your number, girl? I probably gave them the number because a number is a number. But then when you wake up the next morning and you get, yeah, good morning. Good morning, queen. Good morning, my chocolate drop and all this kind of stuff. You looking like, okay, it's not that serious. But when it's from somebody that I like, I appreciate those good mornings. So I know I see fellas, they go in on women all the time on the timeline saying, y'all hate good mornings. Well, what you want us to do? We want y'all to say good morning. Let me pay all these bills. That's what we really want you to say, but y'all don't say it. So I'm giving you a tip. This advice is for free right now. So take it all in if you can. So fellas, please. The good morning text, I'm going to say we don't really not like it, but sometimes it can get overwhelming. Like, some of the good mornings be extreme. Like, just if I think it's sweeter to pick up the phone and call that woman and be like, good morning. You know, text sometimes is just a text, but when you hear that person's voice or you hear how they feel in the morning, and you get the little talk out with them, I think that's a little better than the good old good morning text. So that's another thing. That's something I wanted to speak on. And I feel like it's something else. I talked about the what you doing. Good morning. Oh, it's 2020. There are still men asking, where your man at? Clearly, I think it's a personal question, first of all, to be asking a woman, where is your man? Like, what if we have one? Do you want us to tell you where he at? Like, should we be like, he at work? Oh, what's the purpose? Well, I've seen men come to me like, where's your man at? And I am not going front. I have lied and told them that my man is at work. And then someone to turn around and say, well, can you have friends? No. I barely got the friends that I have that I actually know and have. So what makes you think I want to have some random man as a new friend to me? No, I don't need your friendship. So fellas, please, 2020, stop asking where your man at. If you're trying to shoot your shot, just get to the point. Don't ask about, why would you be even asking about another man? Ask about you. Come straight to the person like, hey, what's up? My name Leroy. I'm trying to holler at you. What's good? You got a man? Well, you can still ask it in its own way, but I just say up front. Don't come in nobody's inbox talking about where your man at. Like, that's just, that's weird. To me, that's weird. So please, it's 2020. We can get rid of that. You know, change it up, fellas. Shoot your shot. Like I said, Valentine's is over. Christmas is over. You don't have to argue with nobody. You know, on the timelines with talking about how the holidays and stuff was trash because you single. Now it's all the game is in y'all court now. Ladies, same thing too. Hey, I ain't gonna say that it's all on the fellas either. Shoot your shot too. If you like somebody, the worst thing that can happen is that they don't like you back. Wow. That person don't like you back. So what? Move on. Go to the next person that you may be interested in. Because I saw a lot of like sad women on the timeline when I say this, meaning I've been single for hellas. And I don't think like the holidays and stuff like that, it really doesn't bother me. Like it never bothered me if I wasn't in a relationship. I didn't really care because I was still having fun. I was enjoying my Valentine with or without somebody. But actually this year I was actually somebody's Valentine. Somebody actually liked me and he made my week very sweet. So that was very fun for me, I guess, because I'm used to normally being part of the single Twitter. And I'm still part of the single Twitter until he started like until he put a ring on. I'm just kidding. But I'm just saying I enjoyed my week. So, you know, you guys, we got to stop being so mean sometimes too, ladies. It's some good men out there. It's like 20 of them left. So at this point, it is going to be kind of a competition, but it's a good competition. But stop, you know, that person may be in your DMs. It may be actually somebody that is actually wanting to actually, you know you and get to know you. So don't always deny somebody that come into your inbox. And also, it may not always be who you think you're going to be with either. Like, you may have a certain type or a certain person you think that's meant for you or that's, you know, that's some that is going to be, you know, for you. We just don't know. Like, just start accepting people. I want to say start accepting people from their heart first because a lot of times you see like a lot of people, you see a lot of Instagram couples and you see people that's just on here for the likes. Like you literally see people, I feel like that just they're in relationships just for social media. I don't think they're in relationships for their own, you know, each other. They're actually for the likes and dressing alike and just showing off. But, you know, there are some people that are ready to be like genuinely in a relationship. So don't always deny a person that you think may not be for you because who knows, that might be the person for you. But I just want everybody to kind of keep like an open mind and, you know, enjoy your year. This is a big year, 2020. Like I said, don't let it get you down. There's nothing wrong with being single. There's nothing wrong with being in a relationship. Just know what you're doing. Fellas, just listen to what I said earlier about the whole like the text and the what you doing and your man asking where your man at. Like, get rid of that. Come with a different approach. and see where it takes you. I'm glad that you guys tuned in this morning. I didn't really have too much to talk about because it's early Saturday. And my dog, she's asleep. Mocha is asleep right now. So I had a chance to like get on and talk without her getting into anything. So you guys have a happy Saturday. DM me if you want to do a joint podcast where we can kind of hash it out together. And you guys have a great Saturday. Holla. Make sure you follow me at Holly and Her Ego on Instagram and Twitter. Also, be sure to download Anchor if you haven't, where you can subscribe and like my channel. And also, if you have Spotify, feel free to find The Holly Show, STL. Other than that, have a good day. Bye.
Hey, yo. I just wanted to comment on something you said on your podcast. It was really, really dope podcast. You had some valid points. I wanted to speak about the WYD text messages that guys send out. I don't really think a lot of girls send that out. It may be a guy thing. And I wanted to say two things about that. Usually, when someone is sending out a WYD text message for guys, that's not a single text just to you. Most times, they send those texts, you know, in abundance. You know, that's just kind of like a filler, if that makes sense. You know, so they may send 7 to 10 what you're doing text messages out to 7 to 10 different women. And